This is session one of Integrity Selling. The title is How to Communicate with Different Behavior Styles. In it, you'll learn how to identify different personality styles in people and adjust your communication to them. To share his ideas with you is Ron Willingham.
You don't have to sell very long until you discover that people don't all think alike. Give two people the same set of facts, conditions, or data, and you can often get two totally different interpretations. People just don't see the world the same way. Every human being is uniquely put together so that they resemble no one else who's ever lived. People with whom you have contact will have many physical, spiritual, educational, and experiential factors that cause them to be who they are. These differences will also motivate them. When you can pick up these differences and adjust to them, you communicate better with people. People all have set energy levels and different intellects. We have unique knowledge and experience. We have biases and well-defined paradigms that tell us how the world is or how it should be. Many factors influence the makeup of people. When we consider this in the context of customer needs-focused selling, we marvel at the complexity of the buyer-seller communication. As we think of needs-focused selling, we must look more deeply than just the surface aspects of our product or service benefits. We must also look deeper than just whether someone wants or needs what we're selling. We must understand the deeper needs people have, needs that touch deep, emotional, maybe even spiritual levels. And we must look at them two ways, through our own eyes and through the eyes of people we want to sell. As you view your own selling success and the goals for the future, you'll automatically be influenced by your own deeply seated needs. People who buy from you will do the same thing. In this regard, I might comment that in the past, we viewed selling mainly as product presentations and closing actions. Rarely did the customer's needs become a factor. And very rarely did how their deeper psychological or emotional needs that influence their buying decisions concern us. But these areas probably influence people more than anything else. People make buying decisions based on very complex motivations. In a few moments, we'll think about the simple behavioral styles model that you learned in your seminar session. This model will also be touched on in the Integrity Selling textbook and program materials. But before we do, let's think more about needs people have. For it is by understanding needs that we can understand why people buy or act in the ways that they do. Probably the most meaningful work that's ever been done in the study of human needs was done by Dr. Abraham Maslow. Dr. Maslow defined what he called a pyramid of needs. In this pyramid, beginning at the base and going up, he outlined these five need levels. First, survival. Then safety and security. Then love and belongingness. Then self-esteem. And finally, self-actualization. Dr. Maslow put a system to all this by saying that, number one, that as long as a person is in a particular need level, he or she will not be aware of nor concerned with higher or lower needs. Now, think about that a moment as it relates to selling. Have you ever thought that people have needs that they don't think they have? And then number two, Dr. Maslow also pointed out that when a specific need level has been satisfied, the person automatically moves to the next highest need. Now, as we understand this about needs, it becomes very important information as it relates to needs-focused selling. Understanding the different behavioral styles and Dr. Maslow's pyramid gives us some very useful tools. So, let's get into the different behavioral styles. Let's state them and then understand how to identify them, and then take a look at needs they'll probably have, as well as how to communicate with them. In your seminar session, you learned about four styles of people. They were talkers, doers, plotters, and controllers. Talkers love people. They love to visit and socialize. They like block parties, family reunions, bowling leagues, things like that. They're easy to gain rapport with. They're very easy to approach. After 10 minutes, you'll think you've been friends forever. Talkers like to tell jokes. When you hear the preface, "Hey, have you heard the one about..." then you'll know that you're probably communicating with the talker. Talkers enjoy chit-chat. They're friendly and affable. And they often have a cluttered environment. Their automobile interiors usually need cleaning. They like pictures and things that bring them recognition. They're often more daring with their dress and jewelry than other people. The second style of buyers are doers. Their objective is to get things done. Doers are often impatient, type A behavior people. They're competitive and energetic. They attack things that get in their way. They talk about achievement, bottom line results. There's often a free-floating hostility against anyone or anything that tries to slow them down. A doer's motto is, "I don't want a 40-hour week. What I want is a 40-hour day." They like you to get to the point. They're impulsive and will make decisions based on gut feelings. They're very decisive and will make quick decisions once they think they have a grasp of the necessary facts and information. Doers are often surrounded by trophies, awards, and plaques. They exhibit and talk about goals and rewards for achievement. Often you'll see their pictures with other well-known high achievers. They're restless and have nervous mannerisms. Plotters are steady, stable, dependable, honest, salt-of-the-earth people. They're often content with routine, repetitive jobs. They're usually never very high or very low. They're not pushed for time and are unhurried. They like to do their jobs well and are usually honest and dependable. They're usually the first ones in the morning and the last ones to leave in the evenings. Plotters aren't risk takers, though. They don't make quick decisions. They're motivated by security. They focus on doing good jobs rather than getting things done. They're detail-minded for the sake of doing the details well. Plotters like to hang on to tried and true things, methods, and techniques. And then controllers are highly organized and show high attention to detail. Their decisions revolve around facts and figures. They don't make emotional decisions. A controller's motto is, "A place for everything and everything in its place." They're surrounded by order and neatness. They talk about methods, conditions, and functions. They file information neatly and know how to retrieve it quickly when needed. They reveal a high degree of organization. Their desk may be loaded with work to be done, but it's all stacked in neat piles. Controllers make good use of their time. They show high attention to details for the sake of efficient management. They also exhibit low emotional responsiveness. Now, let me stress that few people will be a single quadrant style. We're much too complex for that. Most of us are combinations of two or three styles, although one style usually is predominant in us. Each style sees the world differently. Talkers see life as having fun, being excited, having friendships, and emotional sharing. They need relationships, recognition, and acceptance, also to be listened to. Doers see life as not having enough time to get done what they want done. They value power, achievement, and keeping score. They need proof. They want to know that they can depend on you, and they need recognition for their achievements. Plotters see life as a definite set of rules and regulations inside which they live their lives. They avoid confrontations and value harmony, conscientiousness, and dedication. They need stability and security. They need you to reduce risk for them. Controllers, then, value order, organization, and details. They think in logical, unemotional ways. Accuracy and facts are of big concerns to them. They need proof, data, and specific validation. They need ideas presented in a most logical manner. You'll never quit learning the subtleties of people's different behavior styles. The more observant and knowledgeable you become, the more you'll build your capacity to understand more. As you begin to learn about behavior styles, you'll see how clearly people reveal themselves in their environment, in their energy, pace, tone of voice, and what they talk about. People's body language also gives clues as to their style. Talkers use a lot of open gestures, open palms, open arms, and yes, open mouths. They're often animated in their gestures, moving their hands and arms freely. Their eyes drift when they have to listen to you. They do interruptive things. Doers use power gestures. They might bang their fist on their desk, or they might clutch their lapels and lean back. They may steeple or drum their fingers. They punctuate the air with their index fingers to emphasize points they make. They show restlessness and boredom. Plotters and controllers are less animated than doers and talkers. Plotters show controlled gestures. Often they put their hands on or over their mouths. Their gestures are much slower paced, often designed to have a calming, peacemaking effect on others. Controllers have closed gestures, folded arms. They may even lean back and try to get away from you. They'll move slower and not radiate the warmth that doers or talkers will. Their gestures will be very precise, often unconsciously organizing and reorganizing things around them as they talk. They'll steeple their fingers and whisk their chins while listening or while talking to you. Well, I've jammed a lot of information at you in this session, but it's only been information. What you need to do now is to assimilate and apply it. Here are a couple of suggestions about how you can use this to help you better communicate with people. First, listen to this message several times. Learn as much as you can about behavior styles from the other materials of Integrity Selling modules. Then, when you're with people, tune in and listen. Really listen. Don't try to figure out their style. That's called preoccupation, and it keeps you from really listening and hearing what people are saying to you. Listen openly and without bias. Listen without thinking what you're going to say or how you're going to respond, or how you're going to turn what they say to your advantage, or even how you're going to convince them of the error of their thinking. Just listen. When you really listen, you'll automatically pick up on many other sensory impressions, like their body language, their expressions, their tone of voice, and their pace. All these will be picked up by your awareness, almost unconsciously, when you're really listening to people. When in front of people, only be concerned with listening. And then after contact, fill in a behavior style worksheet on them. This will help you get better at defining styles. Also, fill in your pre-call and post-call planning forms. Doing this will help you get better at identifying and understanding behavior styles. Well, as I end this message, let me stress again that people are different. They think, act, and make decisions differently. Also, people have a need for us to sell them the way they want to buy, not the other way around. So study these ideas and apply the concepts. Do the behavioral style worksheets, and you'll soon begin to understand and communicate better with people. And when you do, your self-confidence and selling success will dramatically increase.